Hello and welcome to the Love Mondays Club podcast. I'm your host Helen and I'm here to help you unravel the mysteries of marketing so that you can get more eyes on your business and make more sales. This is the ultimate podcast for online female business owners who are ready to conquer their overwhelm, discover their confidence, and unlock the secrets to marketing success. Whether you're just starting out or already running a thriving business, Love Mondays Club is your compass to navigate this ever-changing digital world. Each episode, I'll bring you valuable insights, expert interviews, and practical strategies to help you stand out in a crowded online marketplace. It's time for you to dream big and succeed. I want your Mondays to be overflowing with inspiration, excitement, and setting the stage for you achieving your dreams. So if you're ready, cozy up in your favorite spot and get ready to unlock your business potential. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Love Mondays Club podcast. So happy bank holiday as well if you are listening to this episode on the day of release. I hope you've had a lovely long Easter weekend and enjoyed some time off. I know for lots of my clients this is actually quite a busy time of year, especially if you're in the education world. So if that is you, I do hope that you've had some rest before you go into the chaos of the holidays. So what I'm going to be talking to you about today is all about growing your online business. Now, I have a free training course that I created a few weeks back that I really want to encourage you to go and check out. And I'm going to talk to you over the next couple of weeks about the content that's inside this free training course. Now, the links and everything are always in the show notes, and I'll share the URL and everything at the end so you can check it out. But for now, get cozy. Let me tell you a little bit about what the training's all about, and then we'll go from there. Essentially, when I made this training, one of the things I thought of was, what do I wish somebody had told me when I had first got started in the world of online business, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago now, when I first started diving into it all and exploring it all. I always remember when I was getting started, feeling like I was kind of missing a trick, feeling like, is there something obvious I'm meant to be doing here that I'm not? 9 times out of 10, in all honesty, that's not the case. We are kind of prone to looking for the silver bullet, the thing that's going to skyrocket our success and bypass all the crunchy stuff in between. One thing I'll be really real with you about is that you kind of have to go through the crunchy, uncomfortable stuff. You have to do the experimentation. You have to test and practice things. You know, it's how your services are going to evolve. But that said, this course is still designed to give you a bit of a kickstart with these sorts of things. And it covers all different areas. It talks about like your offers, which is what we're going to talk about today. It talks about messaging, marketing, tech, all sorts of different things. So it's a really like comprehensive course. Let's dive in quickly and just talk about like what the first module is about. So it's spread over 5 modules. So module number one is all about getting your offers right. So creating offers for people or your audience that they're excited to buy from you. Because I know for a lot of people, when we first get started, sales feels crunchy and uncomfortable, and we don't like kind of putting ourselves out there and asking for money. And there's a big whole sort of side to this about money mindset that, you know, I know for a lot of new business owners, we have to work on that. And as our business grows and develops, it's something we have to keep in check. But the honest, harsh reality is if we're not making sales, then the business is going to be very hard for us to sustain the business. So getting your offers right at an early stage, I think, is something that's really important. And something that you should really focus on. So inside Love Mondays Club, what I do is talk to my members about creating what we call an ascension model. So the idea of an ascension model is that essentially when somebody comes to work with you, you have multiple different ways of working with you, whether it's like one-to-one, group program, like a self-led kind of resource or product, a book, anything like that. The reason I always encourage people to do this is because, first of all, it means that you don't leave money on the table. So interestingly, when I had my education business, I used to be very proud of the fact that I had a wait list. For me, it felt like a sense of security. It felt like a little bit of ego in there. Perhaps it felt like, oh, I'm in demand. You know, people are waiting to work with me. And that felt good at first. But then after a while, I started to realize, hang on a minute, all these people have come to me saying that they want to work with me, they want to give me money, they want to, which is going to help my business to grow. So I started to kind of reframe this and think that actually having a waiting list is not a good thing. Like, this is a reflection of the fact that like my services aren't kind of versatile or flexible enough to help people, and I really wanted to help them. You know, I didn't want them sitting there waiting, because again, in the education situation, there were deadlines of exams and all sorts of things looming. So I knew the longer I left it, actually the harder it was also going to be for me as well as an educator to try and catch them up if we needed to. So that's kind of how I got into initially thinking about like expanding my services. And I think for a lot of us, when we first get started, we also often feel We feel quite safe in the one-to-one sort of side of things. And, you know, so many clients I work with come to me having sort of fully booked themselves out from one-to-one. So like on paper, you know, they're fully booked, they've got all these one-to-one clients, it feels really successful. But on the other side of it, a lot of my clients also feel quite burnt out, feel like they don't have any time, feel like, you know, they want to grow their business and expand it, but they've filled up basically every physical slot they can with one-to-one client work, that they have no time, but also no energy and brain space to actually sit down and like work on the business rather than sort of essentially working in it and delivering and almost being a bit of an employee in the business. So creating this ascension model is going to be really helpful for you if you're in that situation, and thinking about like how you can take one core service and spread it across lots of different ways. And that's what we do inside Love Mondays Club. We often take people's services and then we look at how to turn them into like group programs or memberships, or like a lot of my clients are now looking at sort of online courses and how that can kind of integrate into their online services. Another thing as well is that having a sort of ascension model in your business, i.e. different ways for people to work with you, means that you're going to have hopefully much more consistent revenue. Now, I've talked before on the podcast, like I'm a big fan of membership subscriptions, you know, both my education and Love Mondays Club very much run on that sort of model. In all perfect honesty, this is probably the most stable I've ever felt in running my own business, because there's a real nice consistency and predictability to it. It's a business. Some clients come, some clients go. There's always little fluctuations, but it's certainly not like when I had that one-to-one model where, you know, everyone would want a service during 1 month, then it would hit another month of like holidays or something like that, and everyone would disappear and I'd be left feeling like, oh my goodness, where's everyone gone? You know, and why is my bank balance not looking so healthy anymore? So for me, like having all these different ways for people to work with me, having systems and sort of services in place that create recurring revenue, that is going to really give you that stability, sustainability, and just, I think, take a bit of the stress edge off that we often feel as well when we're first getting started in building our businesses. That's sort of part one of the training, is talking to you about the ascension model. The next thing I talk to you about is passive income. So passive income, the dream, we've all been sold it. One thing I'll always say, just to caveat straight away, I never say passive income. I always say semi-passive income, because the reality is, yes, you can create services that are like on demand and self-led and you don't have to like physically show up for the training. However, you still need to market that every single week, maybe even every single day, and you need to have systems in place to help you do that. Because what happens is, you know, people often create these sort of semi-passive resources or online courses, whatever it might be. They launch it, make a few sales, and then they just leave it there on the website and don't market it anymore. And then, of course, the sales drop off and then it just sort of sits there collecting dust. So this is what I mean by semi-passive. Like, it is a fantastic way to bring in a different stream of revenue, but it also comes with the kind of awareness that the marketing side of it, like having your marketing sorted, is really, really important. I'll talk about that and kind of how you can introduce like passive income into your business, and also what stage to do that. Because again, you know, a lot of people I see, they really are sold on this kind of passive income dream, and aren't we all? You know, who can not see a nice promo picture of someone sitting on the beach, you know, with apparently money rolling in, or all the screenshots of the Stripe and things like that. And look, you know, all that stuff is I'm not sort of ridiculing it, because it is 100% possible. I know people have done it. I've also had it as well with my sort of like semi-passive courses and things. But like I say, there's a reality that like a lot of work and time goes into setting these things up, and also like having a really good marketing system in place. And what I always say to people is, always make sure in your business that you have your bread and butter kind of courses or programs or one-to-one or whatever it is going first. Like, make sure you have that really good, stable, consistent revenue and income coming in. Then when you have that kind of consistency, make sure you also have a bit of time and space, the ultimate dream and balance. And then when you've got that time and space, you can then start looking at creating maybe like passive products in your business. You're not putting like all your eggs in one basket, and you're just like gently sort of adding to your service list of different ways that people can work with you. And then finally, the last thing we talk about in this training is ways to sell your offer. So the good news is there are so many different ways that you can sell things. One of the reasons why I created this module about, you know, creating like perfect offers for your customers is because I think another sort of side of this is that so often, again, especially when we're getting started and we maybe haven't worked with loads of clients, we almost kind of assume what people want. Now, obviously, this is based on, you know, these are very much educated assumptions because we tend to have worked in the industry. We know people, we know what we're looking for. Maybe sometimes we ourselves are our ideal client. But the thing is, though, what I've personally found in all of my businesses is that when I sit here, lock myself in my office and don't talk to anyone and just sort of come up with lots of random ideas, those offers tend to be so much harder to sell because I haven't done the kind of groundwork and the research and made sure it's exactly what people want. So this is one thing I always say and show people how to do inside Love Mondays Club is how to like sell your offer before you've even created it or before you've even kind of, you know, like started putting in all the resources and everything else that might go with it, because you want to always be testing out your ideas and making sure it's what people actually really want. If you ask for feedback and people tell you, you know, I really want help with X, Y, and Z. So as an example, like last year in my business, so Love Mondays Club was my main service that you could come and join. But one thing that people kept asking me about, because I talk about it a lot, is email marketing. And a huge hurdle for people was just getting it set up. Like they really wanted to do it. They really, you know, they could see the value in it, but the tech scared them. So I kind of got thinking about this. And within Love Mondays Club, is training. I do kind of step by step of like showing you how to set it all up. But I realized that for some people, they wanted a bit more than that. So I created an offer and it was literally off the back of a couple of conversations I'd had with some clients and also people in my Facebook group. And what I did is literally put together a little 2-hour package and said, right, I will set it all up for you. That offer has gone on to be one of my best selling offers. Like at the point of this recording now, we're in March. I think I'm booking these sessions in now for sort of May, June. So I'm sort of booked up for at least 2 or 3 months with these things. And that there is like a really good example of like that creating that offer for me felt totally effortless because my clients had asked for it. People in my audience had told me this was a pain point for them. So then when it comes to the sales side of it, it wasn't like, oh, I've had this idea, everybody. Now, you know, I need to kind of sell it to you and get you to see why it's valuable. It was almost the opposite. It was almost, you asked for it, I put it together, here it is, dive in, let's go if you want to. And creating those sorts of offers for your customers feels a lot more kind of in flow with like the conversations that you're having. And it also means that when it comes to the sales side of things, you don't really feel like you're selling, you know, you don't feel like you're having to do this big pitch and trying to persuade people. Because I know that's what a lot of us don't like. We don't like the idea of like selling at people. So instead, the way you create your offers is a big part of this, because in the end, it actually feels like you are literally offering them something. You're offering them something that you know they need. They've told you that they need it. So the whole transaction feels so much more like fluid and natural and less forced, which I think so much of us crave when we think about like sales inside of our business. And of course, as well, you know, I've talked about like these sort of ideas of like creating online courses and passive income streams or semi-passive income streams, like different services. And again, we need to also think about how you launch those out into the world. So this is another thing we talk about inside Love Mondays Club. Do you want to do the big live launch, which is where you have kind of like a run-up period? You have maybe like a specific start date or a specific like cart closing date. Those sorts of launches are quite intense. There's a lot of energy goes into them. You're really putting yourself out there. And, you know, that's where you see these people having these big bumper kind of sales periods. They tend to be doing what's basically a live launch. And then in comparison, you've got evergreen. So evergreen means that it's just sort of like ticking over in the background. People can join at any point. And, you know, the marketing for both of these is quite different. The live launch one needs like really intensive kind of all guns blazing marketing for a short period of time, whereas evergreen is much more of a kind of like consistent drip feeding of information and bringing in leads and things like that. And that's where Facebook ads and things like that can be really helpful in kind of like ticking over and growing your audience. So there's so many different ways that you can do these things, which in one breath is great because it means we don't all have to follow a blueprint. There isn't this one size fits all approach to it. However, on the flip side, you can also sit there and think, well, what one am I meant to do? What one's the best option? So this is all the kind of stuff I talk about in module one, and also all the kind of stuff that I support my clients with inside Love Mondays Club, because so much of business is about experimenting, having the confidence to put yourself out there. And again, like I say, really emphasizing to you that like there is no one size fits all with this. There isn't necessarily necessarily like a specific blueprint that, you know, if you follow this, you're going to get a guaranteed result at the end of it. Like, so much of this is about you getting to know your clients, getting to know what they really want, creating offers that they really need, that they're asking you for. And as I say, business is going to flow so much easier for you if you kind of take this approach and, you know, make your business in a way that people can work with you in different ways. So you're not having to turn people away, or you're not having to have waiting lists. And in reality, you know, on those waiting lists, back on that topic, when people reach out to you, they're at a point where they want to work with you. You know, they want to pay you, they want to get the ball rolling. I always say your next client is watching you, and you often don't know how long they're watching you for. A lovely lady recently joined Love Mondays Club, and she said to me, she said, "Oh, I've been watching you for quite a while," which always makes me laugh. Like, I remember the first time someone said that to me, I was a bit like, oh God, that sort of makes me worry a little bit. But now I'm totally used to it, because it's true. You know, we do, don't we? Especially when you're looking to make an investment, you're going to hang around in that person's world for a little bit of time. So, you know, if that's the case, if your clients are hanging around watching you, and then they're finally getting to the point where, you know, they have the confidence to kind of reach out and talk to you, because that can be really scary for clients, you know, that initial just, you know, getting in touch with you and putting themselves out there, they're ready to work. And we don't want to put them on a wait list, because what's potentially going to happen is that they're going to then turn around and think, well, okay, you know, there's no date here, there's no start date, I don't know when I'm going to get the support, I've just got to wait and see. So actually, I might go look somewhere else, because I want it in the here and now. So that's the situation that we want to avoid. So there we go. That there is just a little snapshot for you, talking about creating the perfect offers for your customers. So I hope you found this helpful, and this is giving you some inspiration. And as I say, this is all based on my training course of how to grow your online business. If you are a member of Love Mondays Club, hello, thank you for listening, I hope you're well. So you'll find this inside your library. If you just scroll all the way down to the bottom, you'll see the course there. So you guys can have a look at this if you want. But obviously, there's loads more training inside Love Mondays Club for you. And if you're not a member of Love Mondays Club, but you want to dive into this free training and you think this is going to be really helpful and give you some new ideas, make sure you check out the show notes, where I've put the link in there at the top for you. Or alternatively, you can go to my website, and the URL is lovemondaysclub.co.uk/grow. And all you have to do is just put in your login details in there. It'll create an account and you'll get instant access to this training. Today, I've only talked to you about module one. There's also four more modules in there. You can kind of complete them at your own pace. And yeah, as I say, over the next couple of weeks in April, I'm going to be sharing with you more kind of background about this course and like why I created this training and how it's going to help you. So I hope you enjoy. And like I say, if you're listening to this on the bank holiday, I hope you have a wonderful day. I've enjoyed a rest and weekend, and have a wonderful Easter holidays, and I'll see you next Monday. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Love Mondays Club podcast. Don't forget to review and subscribe, or share this episode with one of your business friends. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Monday.